Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5.
We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach.
From anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps.
But right now,
here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Hey y'all, tune your FM dial to KX93.5 on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon for the Grassroots Radio Neighboring Show. We are your hosts. I'm Ida May.
And I'm Tommy J, and we'll serve up bluegrass, honky-tonk, and a little surfer twang.
Listen to live sets with local pickers, grinners, and old-time singers.
Podcasts of our shows are available at KX935.com.
That's Radio Neighboring, 10 to noon every Saturday morning. Y'all tune in.
Well, good morning to you all. KX93.5 Radio Neighboring is going to be bringing you a fantastic group of kids from the Laguna Playhouse with award-winning Donna and Glima. They're part of a show called The Wiz. It's at the Playhouse. It's going to be starting on March 31st, and it runs through the 9th of April. And we're fixing to get those guys into the studio right now. KX935 is a public radio station, and we'd like you to be able to help sponsor us, just like the O'Brand Law Group does.
Hi, I'm Jesse O'Brand from the O'Brand Law Group. As Laguna Beach residents, my father Michael and I are proud supporters of Laguna's own radio station, KX93.5. The family-run O'Brand Law Group specializes in general real estate and business litigation, personal injury, and criminal defense. The O'Brand Law Group can help by calling 949-240-6150, 949-240-6150, obrandlaw.com.
Lawyers, guns, and money. Get me out of this.
Ha! And now we have an award-winning woman from the Playhouse. This is Donna and Glima. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Ida May.
And who did you bring into town?
Oh, this is so exciting. Today, we brought cast members from The Wizard of Oz, which is playing at the Youth Theater at the Playhouse. We open on March 31st. So who I have right next to me is Talia Stewart, who is playing our human Toto when we go to Munchkinland and all through Oz. I'm gonna have her speak to you now.
Hi, it's Talia Stewart, and so I'm Toto in The Wizard of Oz. And I want everybody to see it. It's a great production. Everybody's working so hard on this. And I just want everybody to see it because it's an amazing show and the whole family will enjoy it.
So. Now, Talia, how old are you?
I'm 10.
All righty.
What school?
I go to Top of the World in Laguna Beach.
And Talia, I want to hear how you auditioned for Toto.
So a lot of kids... We didn't have a Toto at the time, and so a lot of kids that were the correct size, they had to audition, and we had to do, like, different kinds of barks, like a sad bark, a happy bark, and all sorts of things. And it was a lot of fun, and I guess I got into the top three, and then they just chose me. So, yeah.
Can you give us a bark?
Sure.
All right, let's go. That's a good one.
Was that happy, or was that a...
That's, I guess, an exciting bark.
Give the protective bark.
Yeah, Toto barks at very appropriate places in the movie. I remember as a kid that bark meant something was going on. Monkeys were coming, a witch, under a house, lots of stuff was going on. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I met a real Toto in person. And who's next?
Good Mr. Lord. Mark Marger. I know he's got a lot to say because he's quite an accomplished actor here in Orange County and beyond. And he's playing our Scarecrow, and it has been the first time that Mark and I get to work together. And I couldn't be more happy and excited, and just my heart is full. He's just a tremendous talent. So, Mark, take it away.
I'm very excited to be part of this production. As Donna mentioned, we've known each other for years, but we've never had an opportunity to work with each other. I think we've known each other through mutual colleagues, and it's been very exciting. It's wonderful. They say we're doing a play, and we're really playing in this production. I mean, we're just having so much fun, and the cast is wonderful, and all the youthful energy we get from all of the kids in the production are really giving us a lot of energy as well. We're having a great time with it.
Have you worked with kids before?
I have, on and off throughout the years in different productions. It's been a while since I've worked with this many kids, but it's been great. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful production. Anybody, whether you have kids or not, should come see the show because it's such a vibrant, energetic production. And it's really as close to the movie as you can get in way of Wizard of Oz productions. Some productions kind of stray a little bit from the movie. And this really has the heart and feel of the movie value of it. And I think it's going to be wonderful.
Can't wait. And I've heard so many good things about this. And you're the Scarecrow. Are you going to sing for us today, I hope?
I will be. Yes, I'll be singing If I Only Had a Brain.
I can't wait for this.
Me too.
Me too. We can all relate to that. So who's next?
Who's next are our two Dorothys. Dorothy is double cast. And we have, from Cal State Fullerton, we have Olivia Tewsbury, and we have Sienna Yusey, who has just graduated high school. So they're sharing the role. Please, girls, take it away.
And this is community radio, and that's the way it goes.
It is, absolutely.
We know how to
make the show go on. We're theater
folks, I can tell, Dorothy.
We absolutely can do that. I'm Sienna Yusey. I was just saying that, but I'll start over.
Yeah, please do.
And we're splitting the role of Dorothy, which is just so exciting. And it's so exciting to have someone that's so wonderful to work with. And we're just having a blast playing off of each other and, you know, figuring things out together and really having that camaraderie in the theater, which is really, really special.
You look alike.
We do. And we've gotten that a couple times. We definitely look alike. And it's just so exciting to have someone that's so close.
Giggle together.
Well, all right. And this is confusing. When you share a role, do you go on stage every night sharing the role, or are you at different performances?
No, we have very specific performances. So we'll be on certain days, and we'll have two shows during that day, and we're Dorothy for the entire show.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I thought maybe you were the Dorothy that, you know, flew over the rainbow.
No, no.
And you're the Dorothy in Kansas.
The exciting thing is that when we are not Dorothy, we're going to be a tree,
yes,
a singing tree.
We're so excited.
In Oz, which is super fun. So we will be on stage, mm-hmm, just not, mm-hmm, as, you know, different parts,
right,
every
right.
night, which is fun.
I can't imagine this production.
Absolutely.
And what the stage must look like. I mean, who's designing the stage for this? Oh, look, I made Donna rush across the room here.
No, that's okay. Christopher Holmes is our set designer. So it's Christopher Holmes has done many, many sets for us over the years. He used to be our scenic artist at the Playhouse years ago. He's now working at Saddleback College, and prior to that he was at Chapman University. So we have stayed in touch, and I asked him if he would be so kind as to do this set design, and he was thrilled. He was just thrilled. So it's very colorful and imaginative, and I can't wait to see when it's all done. But he's been painting. He comes to the Playhouse and paints every day. So.
I can't even imagine, because the movie set is the most,
yes,
colorful thing I've ever seen in the movies.
You can't do the movie on stage.
Well,
not
that's okay.
Not unless you were doing tons of projections and all this spectacle, but... I think the audiences will be delighted with what they see. It's very colorful. It's imaginative. And we're having just a great time working on it and figuring out how to do it slightly differently.
That's fine. Can't wait. And I hope everybody comes. And the first date is?
March 31st.
March 31st, all the way through the 9th, right?
That's right.
Of
April 9th.
Are you guys going to do a little radio theater for us?
Yes, we are.
Would
we
you introduce that for here. Us and see how we're going to do this thing?
Well, I think the first song we're going to hear is If I Only Had a Brain by Master Mark Marger.
And then you'll have to let me know if, is it now time to cue that song?
Yes, please.
Okay.
A little trial run there, and so now we're going to start it. And Mark?
I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thunk before.
And then he'd sit and think some more.
Gosh, it would be awful pleasing to reason without reason for things I can't explain. Then perhaps I'd deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain. If I only had a brain.
All righty. I think you do have a brain.
Well, thank you. I try.
And quite a beautiful voice. That was fantastic.
Thanks. Oh, thanks. I have fun doing the role. Sure. It's live. It's live. That's the beauty of live radio and live theater. It can happen on stage, too.
It can, but you'd hope it wouldn't. Because with a podcast, you can edit everything, but live theater... Oh, that must be so intense to be on stage and have that whole audience in front of you.
Well, it is. And you know, it's the audience that kind of gives us the energy and we give them the energy. And it's just such an amazing feeling when you're out there performing for a live audience. It's incredible.
Can you just tell me what else you've done?
Oh, gosh. I've done several things throughout the years. I do a lot for No Square in Laguna Beach as well. So I do Lagunatics. I've done Lucky Stiff, as Anna do there as well. I music direct at the Camino Real Playhouse in San Juan Capistrano. So we're getting ready to do Best Little Whorehouse in Texas and just finish their melodrama. But I've done a lot of the Civ Glide operas, dinner theaters, cruise ships. I sing professionally in a caroling company for several years. So I get around. I've done
yeah,
a lot
you
of
do. Movies. Since you were a kid, probably.
Yeah, I started in fifth grade.
And you just knew you had a voice. And
I enjoyed doing it. And now I'm years old and I'm still doing it.
You know, I've got a shirt that says that I'm not an ordinary teenager because I'm over 60.
Exactly.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
my gosh, ladies. That was beautiful. The radio audience loved that. And you can see it live in person on the stage. Let's talk a little bit about who you are. First, Dorothy, tell me your name again.
I'm Sienna Yusi.
Okay.
And I love, we talked so much about how similar Olivia and I are, but we're definitely also different, which is really cool because we bring different things to the process. So I've been working at the Laguna Playhouse since I was 10 years old, like Talia here, and now I'm 17. So that's 7 years in the program, and I've grown up with Laguna Beach and in Laguna Beach and just loving it here. Whereas Olivia is coming from OSHA, so she has that training, and it's just really cool for us to come together and work on the same piece.
It's absolutely beautiful. And what about your background?
Yes. Hi, I'm Olivia. So I come from OSHA, which is a performing arts high school in Santa Ana. And from there, I went to Cal State Fullerton for theater, so I'm in my second year there. And this is actually my first show with the Playhouse, and I was so nervous coming in, and I didn't really know anybody, and I came in, everyone was just so welcoming, and I love Sienna to death. We have been having just the best time with this role, and it's one of my dream roles in theater. It's a role that I've always wanted to play, and I think to be able to share this role and collaborate and find different things and take similar things and put it on stage and be able to collaborate is just such an amazing thing in theater. And oftentimes you don't get to share a role. And I think it's one of the great things of theater to be able to just collaborate and work together to create something amazing on stage. So it's
and a new friendship is formed.
Oh my goodness. I love Sienna so much.
What a way to bond.
Exactly.
That's incredible. I really look forward to it. I was so scared for you when you started singing. I don't know. My heart was just pounding because that's scary to be on the air like
that.
True.
This live. Is my first time on the radio.
Well, you really knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
On both of you. That was just absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It really was. What an honor just to be sitting here with you. Donna, my gosh, girl. You know how to bring some talent to town.
Well, thank you, Ida Mae. I just appreciate that you open your doors to us and say, come on down to the station and let's tell a few stories. So thank you for having us again.
We are delighted, and I can't wait for you to come back. And I think we need to collaborate on radio theater with kids, with your theater.
I'm ready.
I can tell you're ready. I just want to grab a hold of your star. And wherever it goes, radio wants to go with you. Kids,
you.
Really, congratulations. People, let's talk again about, I have to get my glasses on, or Donna, get on with me so we can talk about
right
the
here.
Dates and the times. Here we are.
We open on March 31st, that's a Friday, and we run that first weekend. Then we have two student matinees, but I believe they're all sold out on the following Thursday and Friday mornings.
Already sold out, people.
Yes.
You hear that live on the air? You hear that. Okay.
And then we have a second weekend. So we close on April 9th. So we have four shows over the weekend, five actually, with a Friday night. Friday night at 7, Saturday and Sunday at 1 and 6.
Now, I'm not going to push anybody just to break into Patsy Cline or anything like that. The show's real twangy, and actually, I got so serious, Ida Mae's, I don't know where she is. She's not here on the air because this was some serious singing. Do you want to break into any song just as an outro? Anybody? All of you? Donna told me not to do this, and I'm going against her wishes.
They could probably think of something. They've got something. Let's see what happens.
Let's just see. Isn't this what's fun about radio theater? You ready to go? I'm going to turn myself off.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Yeah! Yoo-hoo! Thank you, everybody. See you at the show. And I'm delighted you were on the air. Donna, thanks. Can't
thank
wait to
you.
See you
thank
again.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thanks,
all righty.
Tom.
Bye, everybody.